We do come from Bnei Noach, even English Avraham Mitzvah Hashemay, because we explained that the Goyim live a Tevatikah life. A Tevatikah life was instituted in the days of Noach. We live a Ruchnistikah life, and that was instituted in the time of Avraham Avinu. Shani Nenel is Er Avraham, also be Yisrael Mutter by the Gechavim. So a guy says he won't be Nenel is Er Avraham, he's Mutter in Goyim. Biki Yishmo, Ki Bi Yitzchuk Vukoro Chazara, Ksiv, it says Ki Bi Yitzchuk, not Yishmo, Biki Yisov, Bi Yitzchuk Vukoro Yitzchuk, and we mentioned the Machloikus, where the Yitzchuk is considered Yitzchuk's child. It might not be considered Avraham's child, because it says Ki Bi Yitzchuk Vukoro Chazara, but some people learn he is a Teshayla, how to be Gairis in Muslim or Shoshana, whether you should say, Vakedes Yitzchok Luzarai Shal Yaakov, or Vakedes Yitzchok Luzarai is a big machlekes. We say Luzarai. Shein in enemy Yisrael, us, Lekeach B'Yaiser, Meichel B'Pachas. He won't have a Noah from a Yid. He's Lekeach B'Yaiser, he pays more, then he's not having a Noah because he's paying more, and he sells it for less, therefore he's not having a Noah. As the Gemara will explain, this is talking about a regular sale where both have pleasure from each other. Yisrael in enemy, Lekeach B'Pachas, if they're willing to sell it to him, Umaycha B'Yaiser, Vein Shaiman Lai. We don't have to respond to his entreaties, whatever the word is. I know how to spell it, but I don't know how to pronounce it. We don't have to respond. In fact, some will learn that the A means we shouldn't. He's not a person, this is not the guy you should be dealing with. But others learn Ish Shaiman Lai, if you want to listen to him. Shaini Nanulam Vein Li, Yanulam Vekachavim, he should have to do his business with Gaim. I'm a Shmuel. Now, we're going to learn in the Gemara different things. At the end of the day, there's three kinds of sales. The sale that's a hot sale is a hanoa from the meicher, not for the lekeach, not for the meicher. A sale that's sitting around is a hanoa for the meicher, not for the lekeach. A regular sale is a hanoa for both. But the Gemara has to get to that point. So the Gemara is more lekeach, limini umun levakrei. Somebody takes a kli from a craftsperson to check it out, whether he wants to buy it or not. Bananas beyond the chayav, because he has all the pleasure. He's the one that has the pleasure. That means he's saying a sale is only a pleasure for the lekeach. Because the rule is, if the person who a shayel is chayav b'ainsim, because he's the only one with the pleasure. As shemer sachar, both have pleasure, not chayav b'ainsim. Now if in a sale both have pleasure, why is the guy that's testing it out chayav b'ainsim? They're both having pleasure, one for almost having a sale, and one for being able to buy it. So why should it be chayav b'ainsim? He should be considered like a shemer sachar. And we consider him like a shayel, because the seller has no pleasure. That's what Shmuel is saying. All the pleasure is the buyer's. If he's chayav b'ainsim, should call him Nachlai. Yes.
He's borrowing it.
He's not borrowing it. He's going to buy it. He has a halacha now of a shayel. Again. But it's different than a regular shayel. A regular shayel, the guy who's lending to him has zero pleasure. This guy might make a sale. There's more to this than a regular shayel. When I borrow your pen, you get no hanah. Mitzvah, great. Olam haba. Down here, you get no hanah. When I say I might buy your pen, so then you have an invested interest in this. So why is it kol hanah shalai? Teretz is, because in a sale, Shmuel is saying, this is the Gemara's kasha. In a sale, Shmuel is saying, it's all the buyers, not the sellers. Look, the Gemara, al miksav hanah shalai. Our Mishnah says not that way. Shein in enemy Yisrael, meicher b'pachas. He can't sell it everything. I, it's all the hanah of the lekeach. The hanah of the lekeach, you have to l'shava b'shava. Why can't he sell for the right price? But the way Masnissim between the Dorma Lapin, he says, not the Maskana. The Mishnah is talking about when he's sitting around. That's when it's the hanah of the seller. And Shmuel, we don't know what he's talking about yet. In fact, the Gemara can't even raise it, it can't be Yitzer. If it's sitting around, so why do you have to buy for more? He should buy for even. It's all the hanah of the seller, not for him. Right, aim a safer. She's thrown randomly. Lekeach b'pachas. He buys it for less. Umaycha b'yaitzer. Vibazina derami al hapeh. Afilu shava b'shava. If it's sitting around, if he can't have hanah from, and Yisrael can't have hanah from him, he should be able to sell it shava b'shava. Because the seller has all the hanah, the buyer has no hanah. So he's not giving hanah to the person. So the Gemara Seifa between the Harifa. The Seifa is talking about when it's a hot sale, it's all hanah of lekeach. Yehoki lekeach b'pachas, afilu shava b'shava. So if it's all hanah of the buyer, right, not of the seller, so the, he should be able to buy it at a regular price. The seller has no ana. So the Gemara, Ela Masisen, the Mishnah is a regular sale. It's not hot, not been sitting around. With the Shmuel, Bezvina Charifa. And Shmuel is talking about when it's a hot item, therefore the whole ana is the buyer. It's time to give us the Shmuel, the Kechem, and the Shagwil, the Beis Chamav. Somebody takes a keli from a business person to send it to his father-in-law. If they take it from you, I'll pay you. If not, I'll pay you the amount of pleasure I had from the fact that they like me now because I gave offered them a present. Then he's a shayel. Every shayel on his way back is considered a shayel sachar. Because he's not using it anymore, now he's just returning it. So that's the Gemara Bamatzia. That every shayel, when he finishes using it, it's considered a shayel sachar. There was a middle person, a broker, I think they translated in English, that took a donkey to sell. Well, here's when he couldn't sell it. But on the way back, isnas chamra, and itis happened. So the chayra and our rules, he should have been a shayel sachar at that point. The middle person is never bringing it back. He's always selling it. Even when he's bringing it back, he's looking for a sale. Even if he could sell it on the threshold of the house, he would sell it. And therefore, he's always considered a shayel. Again, it's talking about his Zvina Charifa when it's a hot sale where the Lekeach has all done. That's the Mishnah writer. A guy makes a netter that he won't give hanah to Arelim, Mutab Arelim Yisrael, the Asr B'mulah have the Gechavim. We mentioned the Machoikas, and the Rush says, which kind of Arelim Yisrael is he muttering? Ones that has a legitimate reason not to do a Mila. Eitzu Achim Machmas Mila. But it seems that the other ones do not have that, thing. The Rashi says, and the Mefarish, whoever it is, seems to be excluding people that deliberately don't do Mila. Again, the Ari Shainim, they're arguing that. Shani Nana Lemulim, Asa Bareli Yisrael, Mutab Mula, and Mayad Lechavim. Shaina Arla Kriya, Shem by the Kachavim. And Arla is a guy. Shanemar, it says, Yichol Agraim Arelim, Yichol Beis Yisrael Arela Lev. We might be Arela Lev, they are Arelim. Vayimeb Hoya Plishti Arla Azeb. Right, the Plishti, the Oral. The Aymar, Penta Mismachna B'naitz Plishtim, Penta Loizna, they'll rejoice, B'naitz Arelim. Lazman is Ayayman Mu'usi Arla. Arla is disgusting. She is Ganabo Rishoyim. It's the way we paint Rishoyim. Shanem Hikwal Aglayim Arelim. Rabbi Shmuel Arla Mekadayla Mila Shanichlu Shalash Shalash Bises Bises. In Parshas Lech Lecha, when Hashem tells Avraham Avinu to do a bris, says the word bris 13 times in that Parsha. Moshe Rabbeinu was going to be punished. He delayed it for a little bit. We spoke out that this is even Mila Shloimeh's man who's taking the goyim. Rabbi Yair Megdala Mila, because you're not allowed to cut off a nega, and Mila allows one to cut off a nega if it's on the Makam Arla. Rabbi Yair Megdala Mila, Shkara Mitzvah Shas Avram Avinu Lanikus Sholim, Ad Shemo, Shanem Es Alech Lufanai Vehyei Tzamim. He became complete. The Rabbi Megdala Mila Shan Molehi, the Molech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Salami would not have created his world. Shanem Er Koyam Hashem. In Loi Barisi, period, Yair Megdala Mila, Hukus Shemayim Vorez Le Tzamti, Kam, I should say. He wouldn't have created the world. Tanya Abishua ben Kalachai Megdala Mila says, Chol Shkuyah Shas Amayish Rabbeinu, Le Amdu Leikish and Esrashim and Amila, when he slackened off from Mila. Shnei Ben Kishel Hashem, Le Vakish Amisai. Amar Reb. Yaisi. Chas Nishalom Shemayish Rabbeinu and Esrashim and Amila. He didn't slacken off. El Kach Amar. He had to do a bris. Hashem told him to go to Mitzrayim. Emo V'yayt says, Takani. I can't take the baby along. Shem Yivayim Ashlish V'yayim Kayvim. That means it's painful and dangerous. Emo v'esha, shloshi yamim, because it's v'okham ali l'ekshuv mitzrayim, Hashem tell me to go back. I mean, me'ma nene shloshi, he did the right thing. Nei, shenis asik b'molim t'chila, when he arrived at the inn that was close to Mitzrayim, he unpacked first. He should have done the mila right away. And from there, it wasn't dangerous to travel to Mitzrayim. Shnei m'vi b'derech l'molim. Shimon Gamliel Amar Leilu Moshe Rabbeinu Bikasat Laharig Eloi Zetinik. He wasn't going to kill Moshe Rabbeinu. He was going to kill the baby. Shnei Chassan Dom Matoli. Because you are a Chassan of blood. Teo Rei Mikari Chassan Avayim Zatinik. Because he's making his relationship with Rabbeinu Shalom. His first mitzvah is that he's becoming a Nemo. And they learned that Raglov means up to his private parts, they swallowed him up. She understood that it's because of Mila. The Afman Chema left him alone. Because Moshe Rabbeinu lohargam. That he did kill Chema Harga, Shnema Chema Ainli. No, actually, he did kill Chema. This is one of the sources that a time of a bris is a time of Rachman. Because Moshe, they did the bris, and Avraham Chema disappeared. It's to the point that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to kill Chema. So, it's a riot that that's why people should daven at the time of a bris. It's because it's a time of Rachman. And that the Rabbeinu Shalom comes. He comes to the bris because he's making a bris. He's a participant in the bris. We're always thinking Eliyahu HaNavi is there. That's also true. But the screen is also there. Look, Siv ki yagartim de'ava chema. Trei chema hava. The two chemas, Yabayim Selma, gunda the chema. The army of chema is left. Hang your MBI, make the other Mila Shein, look, we should have asked the mitzvahs, Gavram Avinu. The Nikru Tamim Elo Shema Mila. He was called Tamim when he did Mila. Shem is Alech Lepanai, Ve'yei Samim. Siv et, Nabrisi Beini Bencha. That we're asking the other Mila Shein, Shkula Kenegel, Kala Mitzvah Shabbatayra. Shem ha ki Karati, it's Ha Bris. So he calls Bris equal to Kala Dvar Me'ela. The Barachah Gdoi Lamilo, to the Mala Milo, and the Sky Mishmai Varach. And I'm out. And Boy Barisi, Yaima Balai, the Hukka Shmai Varach Lishanti. Obligi Dra Blazer, the Amar Ablazer, it's supposed to be a Lazer. Gdoi La Tyra, to the Mala Tyra, and the Sky Mishmai Varach. It's Tyra that keeps the world going. And I'm out, Boy Barisi, referring to Tyra, Yaima Balai, the Hukka Shmai Varach Lishanti, to the Makloik, the son of Learn the Pasik. I'm Rav Yudam Aram, Bishar Shomal, Akadish Bokhul, Abram Bavinu, Salek, Lepon, Abiyay Samim. He got trembling. Maybe I'm doing something wrong. Hashem said, I will make a bris between us. He calmed down. I looked in my mazel. I don't know what English word for mazel. Ve'ein li el ben echa tamar gairis, tamar not gairis, ve'ein li ben acha ela yishmal tamar gairis. Amar le teima tzeguna shalach, leave your mazel, leave your astrology, ein mazel li Yisrael. Amar b'yitzchok kalam, matamim atzim ha'kodesh b'yokum, matamim imay. One who trusts, Hashem is complete with him. Shalem him trusts it is chasad, and gvar tamim, titamam. Amar b'yitzchok kalam, matamim atzim ha'shroi b'yitzchok, or be matzliach. You'll be the father of a multitude of nations. I'm a Rebbe called Menachesh Le'Nachash. One who does signs, he is susceptible to Nachash, to signs. In fact, the Gemara of Malam and Aleph, it says not. Lo'i means no. Without a pasuk, he does Nachash, Nachash gets him. Funny, because if you care about these things, they care about you. Funny, I haven't buried Rebbe Zera. Call out them Shayna Menachesh, Machnis and Isaac Machitis, Abilla Malaka, Shoris, and Yuchel Makonis Matoicha. They bring him into Machitis that even Malachim can't enter. Shinamik, Yuloy Nachesh, be Yaakov, they cast him be Israel. And then the Pasuk ends is, Ka'esh, Yamel Yaakov, Israel, Mapal Kael. The Malachim will ask Israel, what is Hashem doing? That means we'll be, now those people who don't do Nachash will be in a higher Madrega than Hashem. Why were Klai so punished to go 210 years? He took Tamil Chacham away from learning to the army. He questioned the Midas of Shakarish Baruch. Now, over here, the rush has a chiddush. Everybody knows it's Bama Eda that did it. The other two Mandiyamim are saying Bama Eda didn't happen in a vacuum. He must have done something before that caused the Ma'eda. It's a chiddush of the rush in understanding this Gemara. He gave them a zeros. He was mazaris them to learn more. Shmuel Amr Shabikim Bazav, he paid them money to go to the army. Shmuel Nazir Shlai Shmeyas, Amr Abami Baba, Eliezer Kenegat Kulam. He's a gematria that much. Ikidiyami Eliezer, who he only took Eliezer, the Chosmanei Hachiyavi, which is 318. Amar Babi Babi Ben Gimushan Mikra Bram is by right. He was 3 years old when he recognized his creator. Shnemar, Ekev as Yisham Avram, B'kaili Chushbala, Ekev as Meir B'shivim B'tarti, 172. B'yom Aram B'ahava, Hatsotten, the word Hatsotten, B'chushbala, plus Meir B'shivim B'arba, is Gematria 364, because there's one day a year he's not B'katrik, which is Yom Kippur. B'yom Aram B'ahava, K'siv Avram, K'siv Avram, K'chilim Licha Kodesh Baruch Hu, M'sayim B'abam, M'shloy Shevarim, he ruled 248 of his limbs. He was able to control his 248 limbs, meaning he looked and didn't see bad. It's not that he closed his eyes. We can also close our eyes. It's that he looked and didn't see bad. He heard and didn't hear lashon hara. Eluach, he had selective hearing. You know, people accuse their kids of having selective hearing. They're basically telling them you're like a rabbi. Eluach, like they only hear what they want to hear. You tell your kid to do something, he doesn't hear it. He's like to hear it. What? I said, kid. Anyway, stay in. I am stairs. Now I am a Rosh Hakviyah. Vam Rabbi Bam Barasim Yuktan about Rosh Bamat. Yuktan is Aguf. But Rosh Bamat, Eloi Varim. Few of Varim. Father Amel and God will receive advice and say, Yet Sahara. Upon Allah Matsudim Haramim, he builds fortresses. I don't know what Haramim is. Also kind of fortress, I guess. Eloi Varim. A poor, smart man is there. He saves the city with his When the Yetzer gets a hold of a person, very hard to combat him. You have to combat him before he gets a hold of you. A Chacham Atoaz L'Chacham is stronger to the Chacham Asar Shalitim. The 10 limbs that are used mostly in Averis. What did Shem do wrong? He said, Baruch Avram L'Kel Ha'oyah, Kedesh Shemayim V'Aretz, Baruch Kel Ha'oyah. You say the bracha of an Eved more before you say his creator. He sits to my right hand. That pasuk is talking about the Muhammad Daud, that capital. It's talking about Muhammad Daud Malachim. Until I will give your enemies as a footstool to your feet. I say, this Shem swears that he won't change his mind. Why? He was a Kayan, who Kayan Bain Zari Kayan, and again, I offered a shot that wasn't well accepted here, but offer your own shot, it's fine. There's no difference between somebody who bans pleasure to somebody who bans food. Now the Gemara will explain, this is not a case of Mudra Menu Macho. Because this mission is offering many more things than a Mudra Amenu Macho would answer. So the Gemara will explain that this doesn't mean Macho, as we will see in the Gemara. Eladus is a regal, shortcut through his yard, which you allow everybody to do, and that's called a vitor, and it's still answer. The Kalim say nothing but levish and things that have no sizes to food. Hamudim Malcolm and Chaver Leish Leonard not be forgiven Rechaim B'Tanur because they're involved in food preparation. I have a mashalik calling with Tabas a shirt a ring Kalas and Zomim because they're not involved in food preparation. Man Tanur I'm Rabbanu Rabbanu Blessed the Tanur Blessed I'm feeling Vitra Asif my Dranah. Vitra means something anybody gets and it's Asif because he's still getting it from him even though it's not him giving it to you. He gives it to everybody. There's no special relationship here. There's nothing special. Still, Reb Lezer holds its answer. The Tanakhama argues in Reb Lezer. Says, no, Vitor is not considered receiving an law from him. Everybody gets it. This is not food. He said, that just says don't have an law from food not eating, like chewing up wheat to put on a wound. Anything involved in bringing to food. Amar Papa, Sak Lohavi Paris, delivery. To bring Paris, or Kamar Lohavi Paris, I feel a ton about even a basket, Hanamavil de Mahu, which is involved in the transportation of food. By Rapapa, Sus Lirkaval of the Tabasli Rasbai, a horse to ride, which is a means of transportation. and a ring to show off with, which gets you food better. And mipsik umezu bare, or to get a shortcut to go to the restaurant, to go to the store. What's the halacha? Because these are things that you're not touching the food. You're not bringing the food, you're not preparing the food, you're preparing yourself. What's the halacha? Tashima. I have a mashalachim halig metalis and zamet abatechis abimai shloilu razbam. She's a lareima. It's not going to get served better as their kiddush. El lava filu razbam with 20 mashilai. Must be that these things are going to make him more apt to get food. So preparing him is not an issur. So I think we're no raya. Loilum shloilu raz. I said, why did the Mishnah say it? I didn't tell you, Rachel, I should let no ton of say, yes, you love. Dr. Mishnah, why did the whole Dover say, ain't I to buy a whole Nevish? Welcome to Maskirin, he had to buy us, sir. To put extra money in his pocket, extra money in his pocket is considered giving him pleasure. Dr. Gabar, because the Mishnah, I'm saying, Maskirin, are you telling me that other things are us, sir, even they don't rent it out, like the Napa, Kibber, Ruchai, Vitaner? He does it to everybody. Montana, Rabbana, 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 that's like Rabbi Eliezer that says even Vitor is Asher b'Mudrana. Hamudrana mechaveiroi shaykuloi yashikloi. The Rosh learns. The Samar Shainim learned this is only according to Chanan. Rosh learns it's a mitzvah, and everybody agrees when you're doing a mitzvah, it's not called giving him pleasure. Pareyas chayvai. The Gemara is going to explain two answers why pareyas chayvai. You're paying his debt. You're saving him money. We'll find out when we get there. Which we haven't discussed as of yet. When they get paid schar for aveda, hegdish. So the money that can't be used by either party, as we will see in the Gemara, goes to hegdish. That means we're considering paying a debt, chasing away a lion. But sorry, like you're allowed to keep the lion away from his field, that's not giving him pleasure, that's preventing damage. But the kash over here is, here you are giving it, he owes something. It's not like the lion that's coming and you're preventing him from getting there. It's there. I'm Rav Mantana, who says, since the guy is not obligated to pay you, so you're not giving him anything. You're preventing. He had the shibut, but you didn't give him anything in his hand if he would have to pay you. So by not having to pay you, you're giving him something. But he doesn't have to pay you when you pay his debt. So therefore, it's considered just chasing away the creditor from him. This was a loan that the guy didn't have to pay back. He could pay back whenever he feels like it. And therefore, you're not giving him anything. My Chanan, where is the case of Chanan? Somebody went to a faraway country and somebody else went and fed his wife. Chanan says, can't collect from the husband. The husband never asked him to do it. He stopped, pay the debt for the husband. He doesn't have to pay. He passed him like the Bnei Kaim Gedolim. I'm Rabbi Yechim Zakai. Yofa Amar Rok Chanan. Kineach Ma'aisa Vakarin Atzri. You put your money on the horns of antlers of a deer, and therefore you are not responsible. You took a chance, you lost. Rava would rather say the mission is going like Bnei Kaim Gedolim. Rava, because he holds Zerish Loilif from Mishim Lifra. We can't let you pay a debt that the guy doesn't have to pay, because you might end up paying a debt that he does have to pay. Register him tomorrow morning.
Question 7 is Yetzer Tov, not Yetzer Ra.
Question 7 is Yetzer Tov, not Yetzer Ra. That's how we like it.